Shoftim Perek Yud Ches continues the story of Pesel Micha. Now, a few interesting points about Micha himself. Micha, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, and the Mefarshim bring this down, is that Micha was actually from Shevet Dan. Although he lived on Har Ephraim, he was from the tribe of Dan. And according to the opinion that this story took place at the beginning of the period of the Shoftim, before Othniel ben Kenaz, an interesting opinion develops in Gemara Sanhedrin about Micha. Micha, we know already, originally a righteous man, Michayhu, with God's name as part of his name. We know he was a tremendous proponent and practicer of the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archim, so much so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even was willing to overlook his Avodah Zarah because of his tremendous dedication, Beinon L'Chavero, to Hachnasas Archim. And now the Gemara tells us a very interesting story. And again, this is the opinion that this happened at the beginning of the period of the Shoftim. The Gemara tells us that Micha had an idol that he got his hands on, perhaps during the time when we were plundering Mitzrayim, before we left, and he carried it with him through the entire Yam Suf, and then throughout years in the Midbar with Shevet Dan. When, again, we said earlier that Moshe Rabbeinu saved Micha from being baked into a wall, and that salvation may have been for an unworthy person. When Klal Yisrael, proof cited to this, is that when Klal Yisrael went through the Yam Suf, it says twice in the Shira, V'hamayim lohem choma miminomu mismolam, that the water at their sides was like a choma, like a wall. But the first time the word choma is spelled male, ches, Vav Mem He, but a few psukim later it's spelled Chaser without the Vav, Ches Mem He. And the Gra and the Balaturim on Bishalach explain that without the Vav, the word can also be read Chema, which means anger. And according to the connection with this Gemara Sanhedrin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry when Micha with Shevet Dan emerged onto the dry riverbed holding onto his Avodah Zarah, that even after such an incredible nace performed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people hold on to their averos sometimes. But Shevet Dan was a tremendously worthy tribe because of Nitzos Ben Amul Chavero. They were the last ones to travel in the arrangement of Klal Yisrael walking through the Midbar. And as such, they picked up all the lost objects that had been dropped in the Midbar and returned them to all of the citizens of the other 11 tribes. As such, their mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda was tremendous. So Shevet Dan had this special assignment, gathering stragglers who had fallen behind, finding the Plishtim. When the last of the Shoftim, Shimshon, came from Shevet Dan, they were even the last one to receive a portion when the land was divided. Out of all 12 tribes, not including Levi, who got a chelek, Dan was the last one. So they always came up last. In some ways, they were considered inferior to the other Shvatim, the Ma'am Lois says. Not known for great scholarship, not usually of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. But Shevet Dan has some positives, and those positives are going to stand up for it. But in this parak, Shevet Dan is going to show its great weaknesses as well, as we are about to see. And so, by Yomim Ahim, in those days, Ein Melech B'Yisrael. And once again, this is a key reason for all of the falling down of Klal Yisrael on the job, that there was no king uniting us and putting us on the right derech. Even though there was a shofet, we weren't always listening. And again, if this happened before Othniel ben Kenaz, so there was no shofet at that time, after the death of Yoshua. And in those days, and again, this is kind of a boost for the thought that this happened at the beginning of the Shoftim, Shevet Dan was searching for a nachala, for a land of inheritance in Eretz Yisrael to live in. Why? Ki lo nafla lo ad hayom hahu besoch shiftei Yisrael benachala. Because no nachala had fallen to them until that day within all of the tribes of Israel. Now they had been allotted a portion. We know when we went through Sefer Yehoshua that every Shevet got its portion. But Shevet Dan had been incapable of taking its portion and seizing it from the Knanim. And so they were a little weak in terms of fulfilling the commitment that they had to get their land. So instead of fighting hard to get the land that they truly needed or had been allotted, instead they started looking for an easier place to grab hold of for themselves. Pasuk Beis, Vayishlachu B'nei Dan Mimishpachtam, and B'nei Dan sent from their family, Mishpach Tam actually is a single family because all of Shevet Dan, in a remarkable way, came from one family, the son of Dan Chushan. Also, deaf son who killed Esav, decapitated him when he was preventing Yaakov Avinu from being buried in Maros HaMachpelah. So a tremendous son, and a son who ended up making Dan the second biggest Shevet when we lay in Parshas Bamidbar. We see that Shevet Yehuda had 76,000 people, Shevet Dan had 64. So a truly tremendous family. So they were very tightly knit compared to other Shvatim. And they sent from their families, or family, Chamisha Anoshim, Mikitzosam, five men from their midst, Anoshim B'nei Chayil, men of great valor, of great strength, not enough to displace the Kenanim, but still very strong, Mitzara Ume Eshta Oil, the famous areas of Dan, where Shimshon came from Tzara and Eshta Oil, L'Ragel Esa Oretz U'L'Chakra, to go and spy out the land, to go and recon on the territory, and to seek, to investigate it, Chakira, finding a place that would be easier for them to get their hands on. Vayomru Aleihem L'Chuchik Ruas Aretz. And so the elders of the tribe told the five men, go out and investigate the land. Vayavo Har Ephraim Ad Beis Micha. And they came to Har Ephraim, knowing they weren't going to grab that land because it was owned by Shevet Yosef. But they came to Har Ephraim, to the house of Micha, our famous member of their tribe, Vayolinu Sham. And they stayed overnight there. And so they came to stay with a kinsman. And Micha, being the great man of Hachnasas Archim, welcomed them. But unfortunately, we have seen Micha perverted by the idol, and then perverting his family by the idol, and now he's going to pervert an entire tribe by the idol. Of course, it's not going to go smoothly.